Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Ira L. Johnson, or Luke Johnson, as most people know me. Just for today, we're going to be talking about SBS, really. I'm doing a show, a blog talk. Sorry about the little bit of noise in the background. I'm going to go ahead and give a little bit of a we're going to go to head and really just kind of give a definition of what it is. And then if you want to ask questions or anything, I don't know if I'm going to have a guest today or not. I don't have a piece of paper. Stand by while I go ahead and play some music here, and I'm going to go grab some paper.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hopes and dreams are far from me. And
all right, you ladies and gentlemen, I'm back here. Just so everyone knows, the definition of SBS, shaken baby syndrome, is abusive head trauma, ATH. Is an injury to a child's brain as a result of the child being thrown, direct blows to the head, dropping, throwing, or shaking child. It's also called shaken baby syndrome, and inflicted trauma injury and shaken impact syndrome, which you can do. The one guest, I don't know if they're going to be on, we'll talk about a young lady who has shaken baby syndrome and kind of give you an idea of what her story is and everything. That will probably be my next show. And, you know, this is one disease that can be prevented. You just need to take a break. Because childs, yeah, you know, it can truly result in some very, very bad situations for you and for the child. Because one shake is all it takes, and, you know, I've seen in a couple of months one child's life ruined because this happened to her. So she's wheelchair-bound. She's pretty much helpless in some sense. to be able to do just about anything. Really, all you can do with a child that you, if you adopt a child like that, really all you can do is just make their life a little more comfortable, because they can change it at any minute. People ask me how I can deal with it and have the fact of that they can change in almost an instant. Well, it just takes some time to get used to that, the fact of that, and you know, you just never really know. If you have any questions, 914-338-1509 is the call-in line. Feel free to call. We can have one caller at a time due to the fact that this is a free account. If you would like to call us to be premium, we do accept donations. Sorry, 914-338-1509 is the number to call to be on the show. Next topic, why is one for one? What would you guys like to hear on the show? We'll do 30-minute shows. We can only have a certain amount on this account. We can do 30 minutes and probably one, four or five shows a month. Excuse me. So, as we move on from shaken baby syndrome, which this is the main topic of the show, we will be doing, we do have guests call in. So feel free to call in and ask any questions. I wish we had the other people in on this, because it would be nice to have them to talk about her story today, because it's only a 15-minute show and it takes a few minutes, which, you know, I'm kind of winging it because I kind of threw the show in a little bit soon on me. Anyway, just to continue talking on the topic of shaken baby syndrome, you can really easily, a lot of the time, take care of the fact that you might want to shake a child. Just have someone come by and take the child for a few minutes. Doesn't hurt to call your parents and ask them if they would be willing to take your child, because it's worth having your parents take the child than it is federal jail time, because you're serving every minute of that. Unless you have good behavior and they feel you're willing, you're not going to do it again. Because shaking a child is a federal offense. So just know that. So the fact of the matter is, take a break, never shake a child. This is the main catchphrase of the show. I also want to announce a sponsor. Our sponsor is Home Care Inc. And home care is our thing. Call 563-249-2900. If you want to book a date for a volunteer or a medical staff person. We have no medical staff people on duty right now. We have all non-medical volunteers. Once we get the medical staff, it'll be $30 an hour, with or without pay. The next portion is still on shaken baby syndrome. Be aware that at any point in time you shake a child, you're risking your freedom as a person on this earth, and you're possibly going to kill that child, because that child isn't going to know what to do, and that child will probably stop breathing, much more worse, and probably not come out of it. So you have to be aware that, you know, doing that is just going to risk the safety of your child. We're going to go ahead and listen to a quick song, and we'll be back for the last portion of this while I figure out what else I'm going to do.
accidentally in love. Accidentally in love. Accidentally in love. Accidentally in love. Accidentally in love.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. I do have to end the episode early today due to some things that just came off. Thank you for anyone that was just listening. Feel free to call in next time. We'll announce what time our show is later in the month. For October, it's going to end up probably being in October. So thank you for listening to the show, and feel free to call in at any time next time. We'll see you soon.